If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. Today, Sunday, September 10th, is a very special day here at Worth Baptist Church. It's promotion day for our entire Sunday school. Today marks the beginning of our new Sunday school year for 1972-1973. We have adopted a brand new Sunday school theme for this year. Our theme for the coming Sunday school year will be Winning Souls Through the Sunday School. Our golden text will be Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30. He that winneth souls is wise. The purpose of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is basically threefold. First, to reach the people. Second, to teach the people. And third, to bring the people into the Sunday School into the worship service in order to preach to the people. So first of all, and basic in our mission in the Sunday School, is to reach people. We believe there are hundreds of thousands of people in the Fort Worth area who have never been reached nor enlisted in Sunday school anywhere. Perhaps I'm speaking to some today. You've never engaged yourself regularly in Sunday school. Or perhaps at one time you were attending Sunday school, but today you're not. If so, we extend to you a very cordial invitation to come today and begin the new Sunday school year with us here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. Here at Worth Baptist, our textbook is the Bible only. We teach from the Word of God all the way through every graded department of our entire Sunday school and, of course, to every adult class. So if you are looking for a Sunday school that teaches the Word of God, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school is carefully supervised and thoroughly organized, and we believe that you will find a place for your family within the framework of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday School is graded according to the school grades. For example, if your child goes into the third grade in school this year, he will go in a third grade class here in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. If he goes into the 12th grade as a senior, he'll be in the 12th grade Sunday School class here in our Sunday School. So you can see that the Sunday School of Worth Baptist is well grounded in the Word of God, organized and graded for every member of your family. The motto of our Sunday School is teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. Never before in the history of our country have we needed the teaching of the Word of God as we need it today. In these days of apostasy and unbelief, in these days when many are forsaking the ancient paths, when many are turning away from the truth, when many are leaving the Bible out, when many are going in new ways and new fashions, we are sticking to the old-fashioned way of teaching and preaching the Word of God here at Worth Baptist Church. So today, the beginning of our new Sunday school year, we invite you to come and share the blessings of God with us as we survey the Bible in our Sunday school hour. Our morning worship hour is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. Worth Baptist Church brings the gospel to you. We are reaching out around the world through the ministry of Worth Baptist Church, helping to support more than 50 missionary families in the various countries around the world. So if you're looking for a missionary-minded church that puts emphasis where it belongs in sending the gospel to the ends of the earth, you'll find it here at Worth Baptist. So be our guest today in Sunday school, in the morning worship at 11, and the evening worship hour at 7. Worth Baptist Church is located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We are easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County, by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. We are only minutes away from any part of the city of Fort Worth by our freeway and expressway systems. So we'll be expecting to see you today in Sunday school and in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. To those of you who are listening for the very first time, we welcome you to the family of Worth Baptist Hour. And I trust that you'll continue to listen every Lord's Day over station KBUY from 8 until 8:30. That's every Sunday morning at this time. Why not tell a friend this week? Or better still, call someone now. Tell them that Worth Baptist Hour is on the air. And remember, our mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. If you'll write us this week, we will be happy to send to you, free and postage paid, one of our booklets entitled Times Like These. Or perhaps you'd like the booklet entitled The Bible Is Right. These can be yours free and postpaid by your simply writing us this week. Remember the mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Discover Your Destiny. I shall read from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. But before we read the Bible, I want you to pause with me in just a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Dear God, we truly thank Thee that Thou hast not left us to grope in the dark. We thank Thee for the light of the gospel. We thank Thee that Thou didst send the Lord Jesus Christ into the world to die for us. We thank Thee that Thou hast ordained this day, Sunday, the Lord's Day, as our day of worship. We pray that many today would be convicted to turn to Christ and turn to the church and back to the Bible. We pray for an old-fashioned revival in our city and in our community, a revival that would stretch across this state and around this country and through our missionary endeavors around the world. Bless us, we pray today, and may we recognize that without Thee we are nothing. Apart from Thee we can do nothing. We must have Thy help, so help us, we pray. We must have Thy wisdom, so impart to us divine wisdom, is our prayer. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and for His sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now, into the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 7, verse 13, I read these words from the lips of the Savior. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The existence of mankind can be summed up in three words: today, tomorrow, and eternity. This is the route of every man from humanity to immortality. We believe the Genesis account of creation, that God made man in His own likeness and in His own image, that God breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul, a soul that shall never die. We believe that man is a triune being, composed of body, soul, and spirit. With man's body, we believe he is conscious of the world about him, that is, the elements of nature. That through his physical senses, he is conscious of what's going on about him every day. Through his soul, we believe that man is self-conscious. And through his spirit, we believe that man is God-conscious. So God has put into man a consciousness of the time. Today, tomorrow, and eternity. What about today? The Bible says today is the day of salvation. The Bible says today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. Today will soon become tomorrow, and that tomorrow will be another today. And all of the todays and tomorrows of your life will soon pass into eternity. Eternity, that indefinable period of time. Someone put it this way, little drops of water, little grains of sand, make the mighty ocean and the pleasant land. And so the minutes, though little they might be, make the mighty ages of eternity. Today becomes tomorrow, and tomorrow will become eternity. It is said that at the Cathedral of Milan, there are three archways. Over one is written these words, that which brings pleasure lasts only for a moment. Over another is written, that which brings sorrow lasts only for a moment. And over the central archway is inscribed these words, that is important which lasts for eternity. Have you given much thought about tomorrow? You may have great plans for tomorrow or for next week, but I remind you that the Bible says, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. You have only today, and then that tomorrow, if indeed it comes, will soon pass into eternity. As you travel down the expressway of life, there are three things that I would admonish you to always remember. One, you are going somewhere. You are not standing still. You are traveling every day. Two, you are marching toward your eternal destiny. And three, you are moving at a rapid rate of speed. These are things that we must be aware of, and we must not let slip from our mind. We as humans are marching toward eternity. We are marching rapidly toward that eternal destiny. And God has placed within the heart of every man an awareness of what eternity is and where he can spend eternity. My text speaks of four groups in twos. First, there are two gates. One is narrow, the other is wide. Then there are two ways. One is narrow and the other is broad. Thirdly, there are two groups. One is composed of a few, and one is composed of many. Then there are two destinies. One is described as life and the other destruction. That is, one is heaven and the other is hell. God has prepared a place for every redeemed and ransomed child of His. That place is called heaven. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Jesus was speaking of heaven, the eternal destiny of every born again, ransomed, redeemed, blood-washed, blood-bought child of God. Then on the other hand, there's a place in the Bible called hell. Jesus spoke more of hell than he did of heaven. He spoke more of that awesome, awful place of punishment than he even did of that place of joy and peace and happiness. God says that he prepared hell for the devil and his angels, and yet every unbeliever, every person who dies without a saving knowledge of Christ makes hell his own choice. So you see, you will spend eternity in either one or the other, either in heaven or in hell. And today, even while you listen to this broadcast, you can discover your destiny. You see, every man alive, every man in Adam's race who has reached the age of accountability has passed through one of these gates, the narrow gate that leads to life, or the wide gate that leads to death. Every man is traveling one of these two roads, the narrow road that leads to heaven, or the broad road that leads to hell. Every man belongs to one of these two groups. The group that Jesus said is composed of few is on its way to heaven. The group that is composed of many is on its way to hell. So it is easy for you to see that whoever you are, and wherever you are, and whatever your status in life, this moment, right now, you belong to one of these two groups, and you are headed to one of these two destinies. Either you're headed to heaven with Christ as your Savior, or you're on that broad, expansive road that leads to eternal separation. In the book of the Revelation, John describes it as the lake of fire. And John says, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now my question to you, my beloved friend, is this. Which gate have you entered through? On which road are you traveling? To which group do you belong? What is your destiny, heaven or hell? You may discover your destiny even this moment. Now, your destiny is determined by the road that you're traveling. And the road you're traveling is determined by the gate through which you've entered. The gate through which you have entered is determined by your own personal choice. I read in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 30 at verse 19 that God says, behold, I set before you life and death, a blessing and a curse. Therefore, choose life. It is up to you as a free moral agent to make the choice for your destiny. You can discover it today as you listen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Your destiny is not determined by chance, but by choice. We are not living in a universe that's ruled and operated by chance. We are living in a universe that is operated by God's law. He was right who said, where you go hereafter depends on what you go after here. John Greenleaf Whittier put it this way, the fabric of the life to be, we weave with colors of our own, and in the matter of destiny, we reap where we have sown. I repeat, where you go hereafter depends on what you go after here. Oh, but you say, Pastor, I'm a church member. Well, I think that's great. Every born-again believer should be a church member. But beloved, your eternal destiny is not determined by your relationship to the church, but rather by your relationship to Christ. You see, you can be a church member without being saved. If you are a Christian, if you've been born again, and you've united with the church, and you've been scripturally baptized, then you can say and mean it today, I'm on the right road. But beloved, if you've never trusted Christ, you may belong to the church, you may have been baptized, and you may have gone through all of these ceremonies of your church, but unless you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, unless you have the right relationship to Him, you're on the broad road that leads to eternal death. Someone might argue, but I'm morally good. But beloved, I must remind you that your eternal destiny is not determined by your goodness, but by the goodness of God, who so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son to die on Calvary's cross for your sins. Someone comes back to me and says, but preacher, I'm educated, I'm learned in all the wisdom and the ways of the world. Beloved, your eternal destiny is not determined by what you know, but by who you know. And let me ask you this moment, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you know the Savior? Have you trusted Him for your eternal salvation? You might know everything there is to know about math or science or biology or history or English or space or any other subject, But unless you know Christ, you're on the broad road that leads to hell and eternal destruction without God, without Christ, and without hope. Oh, but you say, preacher, I've reformed. I've turned over a new leaf. I'm doing the best I can. I must remind you that the best you can is not good enough. Your eternal destiny is not determined by reformation, but by regeneration. You must have an experience with Christ and be regenerated by the power of the Holy Spirit, or else you continue to travel that downward road that leads to eternal death and destruction. Oh, but you say, preacher, I'm honest and I pay my bills. But wait, your eternal destiny is not contingent upon the fact that you pay your bills. Your eternal destiny depends upon the fact that Jesus Christ has already paid your debt of sin. Ah, but you say, preacher, I've been baptized. But beloved, it is not by baptism, but by a birth, a new birth, a spiritual birth, that you can enter heaven. Jesus said to Nicodemus, ye must be born again. You say, but I was born in a Christian home and in a Christian family. But beloved, your eternal destiny is not determined by your having been born in a Christian home. Your eternal destiny is determined by your being born into the family of God by the Holy Spirit in that personal encounter that we call the new birth. Oh, but you say, but I was confirmed. Beloved, your eternal destiny is not determined by confirmation, but by conversion. You must come to Christ. You must forsake your sins. You must pray the sinner's prayer. You must ask God to be merciful to you, a sinner. You must turn away from all that you have in yourself and turn by faith to Christ. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. All that you can do will not suffice. You must have Christ as your Savior if you ever reach heaven. You must go by the way of the cross if you're to be saved. In the closing moment of this broadcast, I ask you a heart-to-heart, man-to-man, personal question. What is your destiny? Which way are you traveling? What do you hope for today and for tomorrow and for eternity? You can discover your destiny this moment as you simply anchor your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, as you ask Him to come into your heart, even this moment. And then you'll be on the right road to make the right destiny, heaven, as your home. I trust you'll do it even this moment. Open the door of your heart and let Jesus Christ come in.